A big loss is this, Coach. Huge, huge loss. This is a big game for a lot of reasons. We had an opportunity. We had our destiny in our own hands. And if we won out, we're at home. We played extremely well at home. We were guaranteed to tie for second. Maybe even could have got it outright, depending on some other games. You know, huge loss. It was, it was pretty much a must-win game at this point for us to try to get a bye in the first round. And I'm so disappointed in our defensive performance. We had come off a tremendous defensive weekend, really, on the road, SMU and Tulsa. And I don't know. We just gave up layup after layup. We try. Our whole game plan was the key on Guzman and Rogers. They score over 50% of their points, and they get 43 tonight. And we weren't moving our feet. Our health was not there when we needed it. We left. We tried to play some zone. Had a lot of defensive lapses, and they did a great job of cashing them in. We thought in the first half they made some shots that we didn't think they would continue to make, and we had shot the ball extremely well in the second half. Obviously, we didn't shoot the ball well in the second half. We had some darn good shots, and we're missing 10-footers, we're missing 50, we're missing layups. We continued to let them get to the basket, even though we tried man, we tried two different zones. We just were not there defensively, and I don't know why. It's disappointing. I'm real proud of Val. I thought she really had I played her more minutes than I really wanted to, because it was kind of like pick or choose which game she plays the most minutes this weekend. And now with Lauren hurt, we'll have to check with the trainer. I don't know how many minutes Val's. It's going to depend on her pain situation. I give UAB credit. They played well. Their kids stepped up, and they came in here nobody's beat us like that here all year except Marquette. I'm disappointed because. We felt like we had good practices leading up, but I quit doing that because it seems like every time we have a couple good practices, I thought we were really ready. I thought we had four straight road games. We won three of those four. Battled. We've got a great opportunity here to finish second and get a bye. You're at home and go figure.
What effect did Lauren's injury have, especially since the momentum was up or kind of shifting already at that
point? Well, it's hard to say. I know our kids, when they saw the blood, that kind of freaks them. But I think, the initial, but once you get out there playing, I don't think they dwell on it. I think you play through that. And I didn't think once the game started back again, her injury, now not having her on the floor is a factor. But I think once the game started going, our kids, you can't dwell on that.
You talk about that and that happened. It seemed to be penetrating a lot tonight.
All night long they penetrated, and I thought our matchups were good. I liked the matchup with Chris. We were going to rotate Crystal and Maldes. Maldes has stepped up her defensive game the last 3 weeks. I liked that matchup against Guzman. I liked Samantha on Diamond. And she didn't get the job done. And we just kept letting her get to the basket. She didn't hit many outside shots, but she's a heck of a player. And she can create a little bit. And we didn't finish, and we made poor decisions on some fast break opportunities we had, and all that adds up.
Did you see what happened on the play line?
I did not. Somebody said, walking off the court, that somebody thought that it was Tiffany's elbow. I don't know. She they think, might have a broken nose, a lot of blood. she got real nauseous, and of course that's always scary, and that's, you know, there's a possibility of a concussion, and we'll just have to, you know, Lauren's a warrior. All she's talking about is that, you know, I want to play next game, and I doubt if she plays Saturday. I mean, we'll have to see what the doctors say, and you know, but one thing about Lauren, she's a very tough person, and she wants to play. You know, it's her senior year, and if there's any way she can play, she will, but we'll certainly have to go by what the doctors tell us with her health.
Talk about the end of the first half. It seems like you guys, you know, you guys are ahead of the lead. You guys in offense seem to be clicking, and all of a sudden,
offense first, I mean, we shoot 48% the first half. We were fine. You know, Val got a little, you know, I probably let Val in too long because she gave us a spark, and then she had a couple of turnovers and just fatigue turnovers. But, you know, we just kept letting them get to the basket, and then we tried to switch the zone the last minute and a half. We come down and cut the lead to 2:09 on the clock, and they come down and we allow dribble penetration and a bucket at the end of the half. They're up 4, and you're just like, that's against the zone. Not only did we get beat, but, you know, we're in a zone, and we didn't help. We just, our defensive focus was just not there. It was very evident. And, you know, that frustrated me, you know, because we scored with 9 seconds to go. Hey, you're down 2. It's our ball to start second half. Hey, here we go. They come right down, you know, those little things. And that kind of epitomized the game, really. 25 out of 9, you know, she's quick and athletic. And, you know, we do things like we know that if an athletic kid is coming hard at you and there's from here to the wall, if you don't do something to try to slow that kid down, you're dead. And that one time she did that, she just crossed over. Because she's got all the momentum going forward, and you're just standing there in your stance. You got no chance. And we've covered that with our kids, and we just have so many of those. You know, when you go, you tell them, I know.
Other than my kids, like, was it just one of the most athletic teams you played all year?
Yeah, they're athletic, you know, and Diamond Rogers May is one of the most improved players in the league. She's having a tremendous year. You know, that's a kid that averaged 4 points a game last year, and she's at 14-7. Leading the league in three-point shooting. And, you know, we had a defensive breakdown there to give her 1-3. We defended it pretty well a couple of times. We subbed. Players sitting over there had watched how we were defending that. Doesn't communicate, doesn't give her the 3. And she knocked them down. She's having a heck of a year. And Guzman's really just having a tremendous year. And, you know, she's a tough kid, you know, New York City kid, hey. Come at you.